have you been enjoying the tour so far?
Yeah, it's been wicked so far. It feels kind of weird when we first started going. It was amazing. I think we're just sort of settling into tour life again because it has been a while since we've been on the road.
So your new album, Work It Out, is coming out in July. Can you tell me a bit about it?
Well, it's quite long, I think. The deluxe is, I think we recorded 17 or 18 songs for it, and they're all going, which is really great. I guess it's just like a collection of moments of my life in the last 3 years or something. I've been writing it pretty much since the day I finished the first record. I started writing the day after. I guess it's quite different, piano and electric guitar and kind of heavier beats and bass lines than the first one.
So do you enjoy playing like the new songs that no one's heard yet at your gigs?
I do, but I guess we don't get the same reaction quite yet. You know, no one knows them, no one can sing them back to us. So there's a bit of a feeling of like when we were promoting the first record where no one knew us, but they're coming to gigs and taking it in and making a decision about whether they liked it or not. And so something kind of similar about that. But luckily, when we play the old ones, we're getting sort of the sing-along still. But it is really fun playing the new stuff and sort of gauging people's reactions.
The video for your single, Our Eyes, it's quite interesting. You've got, like, a dog treat costume, like, sort of grass outfit, and then you've got, like, a cool sort of chip outfit on.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, well, it was a girl called Anna Ginsberg came up with the idea, and I read it, and I kind of thought, this is either totally genius or mad. I think it's, like, a little combination of the both. It is totally mad. And I was really worried about putting it out because I thought people would just think it was ridiculous and pointless and what was the point of it and had no correlation to the song, etc. But people seem to have really got the reason why I've done it, and it is just to do something different and not sort of go into that industry of caring too much about what I look like or how I'm perceived and stuff.
Yeah. So did you get any input on like how it was made?
I just trusted her in it. I did a lot of costume trying on sessions before just to make sure they were rocking before we turned to Margate. But once we tried the costumes, the rest was up to them. I think we were meant to have cows, but we couldn't get any cows in a field in February. That seems a really hard thing to do. So we had the miniature Shetland ponies. But for me, I way preferred that because I could like play with them and cuddle them, which was nice.
And it's a really good song. But if you could have written like any song in the world that you haven't written, what would it be?
Happy Birthday. It's a good one, isn't it? Make a lot of money off that one. Merry Christmas, everyone. We wish you Merry Christmas. What song would you have written?
Probably God Only Knows. That really boring, annoying, serious answer.
Yeah, maybe it's quite serious. Wicked Game, Chris Isaak. Yeah, Christmas hits. I think that just kept the cachet rolling in.
So you're also doing Kendall Calling this year in bits and pieces. Are you excited for that? Looking forward to it?
Yeah, I think this is a fourth time going back to Kendall Calling. And it is really nice to keep going back to a festival that supported us so early on and helped us out when we're trying to promote the record and stuff. And it looks like an amazing lineup. Playing on the main stage and Elbows playing on the same night, so it's going to be pretty epic.
So what's been your favourite gig so far?
Glastonbury, the other stage, last summer, was really a big moment, and I think I looked too much like I was enjoying it. It's the only problem. But yeah, that was great.
You brought your own brand of tea called Builder's Grey. Can you tell me a bit about that?
It's just a mixture between English breakfast tea and Earl Grey tea, just because I used to like that a lot. But it's quite an expensive habit, so I just made it. So instead of using two tea bags, I just have my own.
Oh, good call.
Thanks.
So because you love tea so much and music, if you had to give up tea or music for a month, which one would you give up?
I would lose tea, definitely. My love for music's definitely stronger.
You play a lot of musical instruments, but do you have like a special talent that isn't related to music?
Talent? Quite good at bowling.
Oh, cool.
Like, temping bowling. I always take the band bowling every Christmas for a Christmas party, and I always win. It's kind of selfish, really. But I think I'm quite good at that. My technique isn't nice to watch. It's not nice to watch at all, but it gets a good score.
What's your technique?
There's a lot of air, really. When I throw the ball, there's a lot of air until it lands high in
the trajectory.
I traject it right down there. It doesn't roll. It gets thrown.
There's a lot of people who would, like, really love to do what you were doing. What advice would you give them?
I think the thing I'm still working on to make this career like sustainable is songwriting, I think, is the most important thing. I think there's an amazing amount of people who are uber talented at singing and great musicians and things that, you know, all of that part of it. And I think the thing that's the hardest, I think, is writing a song which loads of people around the world can connect to. People from different cultures and different places going through different things can connect to a song you've written. I think that is by far the hardest part of it. So for me, that's the thing I'm still working on to try and make this successful. And that's my advice to anyone else, is keep working on your song.
You chose music over uni, so would you definitely do that again if you had to?
I would, yes. So far it's worked out. I think I would have really enjoyed uni life, but I'd probably find myself probably studying something I wasn't madly passionate about and ending up in a lot of debt at the end of it.
Yeah.
So it kind of, it does, you know, I did start work straight away when I was like 18, working in different jobs and stuff and doing music on the side, but I think long term it was the right decision for me.